There was a senior planner in Donegal County Council. His name was Gerard Convey. So several years ago, many years ago, back in 2010, he submitted several instances of what he said were cases of alleged planning corruption in Donegal County Council. So these were cases where homes had been built in areas of natural beauty or in scenic areas, and this was against regulations. So he was saying that there was something kind of untoward or wrong going on in the council where these developments were being approved. Obviously these allegations are unproven. So what happened was the government decided to launch a review into the allegations. It was initially completed in 2012. They found that there was no issue. Then that was Mr. Convey challenged that. That case went to the High Court, where the government's initial review was quashed. So then what the government did was they went back to do another review to see if there were issues of planning corruption in Donegal County Council. So a report on that, after several delays, was completed in June 2017 and submitted to Owen Murphy, the Housing Minister, and the report has sat there ever since.
Now, there are other similar reports, Arthur, in other counties that did get published.
Yes, that's correct.
In other words, the reasons as to why a report focused on these allegations in Donegal, presumably the similar sort of criteria, similar cases, why could they be published elsewhere but not relating to this county?
Yes, so the initial review that the government took in 2010, that was part of a wider review of kind of cases of planning irregularities across multiple councils across the country. So most of them were published in 2012, along with the one in Donegal County Council. So it actually was published at a similar time as most of the other reviews. The problem is that Mr. Convey took issue with the report. He obviously said that there was hadn't been carried out properly. So like that, the findings were quashed in the High Court in 2013. And then another review was done, which was completed in June 2017. So it's the reviews which were carried out in most other county councils, they were published in 2012, and this one in Donegal, this is another one that was kind of done after the fact. So that's why it's kind of just been sitting there since then.
Is it in Owen Murphy's gift, I suppose, as acting housing, planning and local government minister now, to release this?
Yes. It's a matter pretty much solely for Mr. Murphy's. As far as I'm aware, it's his decision whether to publish it or not. So the state of play at the minute is Owen Murphy asked for legal advice after he got the review. So that was in June 2017. He got legal advice on it in 2018. And so far the report has just been left unpublished. There hasn't really been an explanation as to why. So that was why ourselves and the Times, Ireland Edition, we took a review to the Information Commissioner, arguing for the release of the report, because like that, it has just been left unpublished for such a length of time.
And what did you get back from them?
So initially what happened was I submitted a request under Freedom of Information laws to the Department of Housing, arguing for the release. The Department of Housing declined the request. And then I took a review to the Information Commissioner, which reviews Freedom of Information decisions. The Information Commissioner upheld the department's decision, so they decided against releasing the report. They said that basically, the kind of central point that they made was there was personal information in the report. So this is information which could either be information that was known about an individual, something that only someone close to the individual would know, or information which was provided on the understanding that it would not be published. So on that basis, the Information Commissioner turned it down. So we're left in the same place.
Yeah, and you've presumably too, obviously, Mr. Convey feels there's a cloud hanging over he and that he wants vindication or wants this published. And then, of course, particularly in this day and age, Paul, when the report is sitting there and it's not, and even despite your best efforts, we can't get any eyes on it or any information from it, the public then generally start to say, right, well, what is going on here? And I think they're justified in doing so.
Yes, absolutely. And this is one of the things, this is, I suppose, the central argument that we made when we were calling for the report to be published. These cases of alleged planning corruption in Donegal County Council, they're obviously unproven, but the issues in hanging over the council for about a decade now, ever since Mr. Condi first made his allegations in 2010. So what we said was either the allegations, if they are true, obviously there's a significant public interest in knowing that there, if there were any of these cases in Donegal County Council, and if they're not true, then Donegal County Council should be cleared, and that should be known. So, you know, either way, we argue that there's, you know, a significant interest in publishing this.
Do you know what the council's appetite for this report to be published is like?
I actually don't, to be honest with you. I haven't been in contact with Donegal County Council about this, but I would have thought logically. They've said before that they've talked about these cases before. So I would have thought that they would be eager for the report to be published as well, like that, you know, if there were cases to deal with them, and if there weren't cases for their name to be, you know, cleared and for this kind of cloud hanging over Donegal County Council to just be gotten rid of.
Well, so what next then, Paul? I mean, like, obviously, you know, the minister's sitting on this, or he's allowing it to sit somewhere. You as a journalist have done what you can do. You've put questions into the department looking for response. You've gone down the FOI route. You've been blocked pretty much at every route. And that's what we need. We need proper journalism in this country, and we need proper accountability. But it seems that your efforts are being denied. What can happen next then?
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately...
do we live in a country where it's just a case of, actually, you know what, you can write your article in the Times Ireland edition, we're not going to publish it, we've no intention of doing so, maybe the next government will, whatever. Is that really where we're at? Is that the lack of accountability that we have in this country, that that's acceptable? I don't think most people would find that acceptable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know lots of people have been very frustrated by this. It's an issue that has been raised on multiple occasions, by Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil, by, you know, housing activists. Transparency International wrote to the minister just a few months arguing for the release of the report. So lots of people do feel the same way. They feel that this report should be published, you know, in the interest of transparency, and because these allegations, they just date back so far and have just been kind of, festering for so long. Unfortunately, from what I've seen, it seems like it's pretty much up to the minister to decide when to publish this or not. So there's been no update from the minister's office as to when this might happen. So,
well, let's see when a new minister comes in, if the appetite, if it's a Fianna Fáil or a Sinn Féin minister, let's see what appetite they have to publish it. It's there. It's exactly. Oven ready, as they say, isn't it? It just has to be released.